Okay, I'm at Hamilton Wenham right now, Hamilton Wenham High School, with the football coach, Jim Pugh. And coach, the leaves have changed, the sun is out, temperature's in the low 50s.
Yep.
You guys are tied for first place. It's a great time of year.
Yeah, we're feeling good. The kids have been playing really well. I mean, it's been, I think last year helped us in a lot of ways. It was kind of like having spring football in the colleges, you know. It just... We did all our work. We struggled a bit, but we knew coming back we had some good ones. And defensively, we've been really tough to beat. And our offense is coming around. So it's a good combination.
The schedule this year, coach, has been pretty cool. I mean, it was the first two or three weeks you were out of league, as most of the North Shore was. And you were able to build up your resumes, more or less.
Right. We had Gloucester. We had scheduled them for 2020, talking with their coaches. And then, you know, we got canceled last year. But so it's nice. And it was, you know, it was a good win. I mean, neither team did much offensively, but we got away with a W, so it was nice. It was a good night. It's always nice to beat the fishermen.
Cape Ann League is wild this year. North Reading atop it, then they get knocked off by Amesbury. You guys, tell me about last weekend's win, because a win over Newburyport at any point is huge.
Yeah, it was a great win, and the kids really are playing well, playing confidently. They know defensively that we put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. That's why we tip our cap to Finn Sullivan, the quarterback. Mm-hmm. There, he's as good as we're going to see in this year for sure. But you know, he beat us last year in the first game, and he's just a great runner and the magic out there. You know, I mean, when they went up at the end of the third quarter, he was trapped and he got kind of Patrick Mahomes like, got out of it and threw a perfect strike into the end zone. So it was good beating those guys, and they were beat up. I mean, realistically, they had a couple of their better players who weren't suited up. So that's something we have no control over, but obviously that helped us. Mm-hmm. But we're playing offensively. Chris Domoracki is, he's just a load, and he and his brother both showed some speed the other night. Chris. He ran for 65 yards on like the second series that we had the ball, and then at the end we were up by one score, and we were on our own 8, and Luke Domoracki, he took it 92 yards. It was just wow. It was a great night for the Domoracki family, I can tell you that. But so we're building up some momentum, and we lost some when we stumbled against Pawtucket. Again, their quarterback was excellent too, Dwight Chase, and he scored. He threw 3 touchdown passes against us. But this week we have another quarterback that can throw from Triton, and so it's going to be another. It'll be a challenge.
You guys have always had a multifaceted offense, but how much easier is it, coach, when you got like the brothers Domoracki taking care of things, where you can just hand it off over and over and over again?
Well, we also want to tip our hat to Chris Collins, who's our fullback. So we have Chris Domoracki playing fullback and tailback, and then when he's a tailback, Chris Collins comes in, and our offensive line, Coach Melanson's done a great job with these guys, and seriously, we knew we were going to have a pretty strong line, but they're playing much better than we had even anticipated and hoped for, week in and week out. They've fallen through on their blocking, they're opening up some big holes, and they're big. We got some beef up front, so sometimes even when they don't make a block, they're just they're getting in someone's way. So yeah, it's Marcus Norden as a receiver or quarterback, and John Ertel as our quarterback, and he's also a receiver. We can mix and match, and I was up at UNH this past weekend watching our kid Cam Peach is playing up there. But they were playing Dartmouth, and Dartmouth had a two platoon quarterbacks.
Okay.
They had two quarterbacks out there. Both could run, both could throw. It wasn't, you know, like one's a thrower, one's a runner. They both could do it all. But they were both so good, he just, you know, they played them both.
All right, Coach, you mentioned the line, but I didn't hear any names. Give me one or two linemen, because not that they get left out, but sometimes we take them for granted, I think.
Well, one of our tri-captains, Jackson Courtney and Jackson Doobie, have been Jackson Doobie, you know, he started in the beginning of his sophomore year for a couple of games, and then, you know, his junior year, he was starting tackle, and this year he's starting tackle. He's playing some defense, too. So, you know, those two have been doing, you know, a really nice job. And the other senior we have in there is Isaac Hoover. But our two juniors, Tim Seward, who's a three-year starter as a junior, he started as a freshman, and Russell Caswell are really on top of their game and playing well and throwing some great blocks. So, you know, and then you don't want to leave out our two tight ends, Zach Wallace and Kevin O'Donnell, and you know, then with the fullbacks blocking, we're in good shape. So,
okay, finally, Wood Triton this weekend. What's the focus? You're in the middle of the season now, so I imagine the kids know the routines during practice pretty much. So, what are you throwing at them this week?
Well, you know, we have a few wrinkles each game. I mean, I think right now, the way we've been running the ball, it's. You know, I think I've always felt like we needed to throw just to mix it up and keep the receivers and quarterbacks happy, too. But the other night and some of these games, it's just been, you know, we just haven't passed because, you know, we've been getting, you know, averaging quite a bit, you know, on every carry. And I, you know, we've had teams like this before. Coach Coolis and I have been together for 20 years, but... But, you know, and if you got a team that can run the ball, obviously it's you want to stick with it. I remember Coach Ingram running the ball, you know, 98% of the time, maybe even more. But
his favorite statement was, if you got a cannon, fire it.
Fire it. Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. I like that. But anyway, so, yeah, we can mix it up. And we do have some, you know, some good receivers and Marcus as a quarterback and as a receiver. I mean, I think he's one of the top on the North Shore. I mean, like, I know this, you know, Marblehead has a couple of great ones too, but this kid is, he's an athlete. He's a difference maker.
Finally, Jim, from a personal perspective, I talked with a few coaches so far in the last week or so about what this season means. We talked in the springtime how important it was to get back out there. We haven't talked anything about medicine,
right.
Medical, anything. It's all football right now. So, and the stands have been packed.
Right. Oh, yeah, it's been great. And our kids are, you know, are really, you know, excited about coming, you know, about playing. And you know, I think the playoffs, you know, it's a new system. It's statewide. I think that's going to get, you know, everyone, you know, pumped up. And so, you know, you don't want to be watching all the other scores, but I mean, realistically, you know that, hey, right on the North Shore, I think there's just Amesbury and us who are in Division 7. So, you know, we're looking at how that plays out. And then, of course, you always want to win, you know, a Cal championship. So, you know, we have a lot of goals out there, and the kids are, you know, have been very good in the weight room. They've been good at practice. You know, great leadership from the seniors, senior captains and the seniors. So we got to keep that going.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, thank you, Rick.
Hamilton Wenham football coach Jim Pugh.